Blog Talk Radio.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future behind the...
That's Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. King said, we're going to overcome. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott, Mary Hawkins, Mother Mary down in New Orleans, and Mary Ripley down in Natchez, Mississippi. I want to say to you tonight, this is the divine word. Happy birthday to those who have birthdays. Happy birthday to you, Sister Lisa. Happy birthday to you, Kit. And Kit, I want to tell you and Lisa, celebrate your birthday the whole month, not no one day. Tell everybody, it's my birthday, and this is my birthday month. Your mama had 9 months ago. That's your birthday month. And that's to honor your mother, I say. If you don't learn nothing, I want you to learn how to say peace and love. When somebody calls you, stop saying hello. Peace, love, joy, and money. If you ain't talking about peace, if you ain't talking about joy, if you ain't talking about education, you ain't talking about nothing. Good God Almighty. And that was clouds of joy walking around heaven all day. Tonight, this is divine word. Let's say it again. This is divine word. Word heal, word kill. You know, I was sitting in the queue earlier with Bob Marley. And Bob Marley said, Bishop, I died before my time, but I will stay physical in the spirit realm with the people. And I want to tell you, there's lots going on. I want to thank Dr. Christian for coming on. Bryce Powell was coming on. And so many came on and gave their opinion about what's going on with the wall or in Russia. Now, I want to share with you tonight. The divine word. Word can heal or kill. And I had Kit Reed John, Saint John, where it said the word become flesh and the flesh moved in God. So the word of God, your word means something. And you got to speak things and say all these words. 14th chapter of John said, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in my Father's house that many mansions. Now, that's room for your business. That's room for your education. That's room for you to see what happens. One of the things I brought out, that there's so much lies and negativity going on. And, you know, the ballad of the bullet, that's what Malcolm wrote, he's a ballad of the bullet. It's already been got that we have already went at that level. Understand, it's another level we got to go on. And understand that the divine word, let me say it again, is a divine law. Divine law to man and woman. That's a divine law. A divine law to be fruitful and multiply. That's a divine law. You can't make that law. That's God's law. So I talked about women's. If you wanted a woman to have abortion, you need to repent. Now, if you got problem repenting, you can call me proud and I pray with you. Because if you did that, unknowing, somebody comes and gone and, girl, you didn't finish high school. You can have that. But I know a young lady down in Mississippi. She was going with this boy, and the boy got her pregnant. And when the boy got her pregnant, he left her alone. She had to drop out of school. She was working at the Holiday Inn. And I went by there. Her head was hung down. I got a baby. My boyfriend had quit me. He gone. And she said, I was going to school to be a nurse. He left me, and now I got to work at this hotel. I said, baby, let me tell you what to do. I prayed with her, and I said, I want you to go back to school. Let your mother or some of your relatives keep your kids. She said, he wanted me to get rid of it. He wanted to kill it, but I wasn't going to kill nothing to come out of my body. Thank God for that, okay? When you spiritual, you think spiritual. See, a Christian would say, I'm going to kill it, ask God to forgive me. That's what Christians call it. I want you to get out of that Christian mentality and get in a mentality that I am spiritual. My mama was spiritual. My ancestor was spiritual. Try the spirit, by the spirit. She had that right spirit. So Dr. King, we have overcome. In that speech Dr. King was in, it's short. But he's telling us a whole lot. We got to overcome some things. If we have been put in slavery, we have a slavery mentality. So think negative to each other. We don't understand love is education. Love is freedom. And love is joy. I'm not talking about affectionate love, or the love of the universe. Love Mother Nature. The love of the ancestors. I say. So the divine word tonight will penetrate you. It's going to motivate you. It's going to stimulate you and tell you to. Now, I want to play a little bit about Dr. King, maybe wake you up.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe.
I believe in my heart we shall overcome. And I'm going to tell you tonight, I believe. Doctors, lawyers, professors, we're going to overcome. And so many young, I was talking to young ladies, and they had got rid of their children. And they was crying. My mama made me this. My auntie told me to go get rid of it. See, don't let nobody tell you how to do your body. Don't let no judge. No politician. That's you and God. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Don't let nobody tell you about your body. That's your body. Don't let nobody tell you how to handle your body. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So what I'm telling you, if God made your body, God know what he's doing. You know, you got to let go and let God. See, some of you say, well, Bitch, I don't know what happened. You know what happened. you got with the wrong people. When you got with the wrong people, you messed up. And that's what happened. And that's what happened. When you got with the wrong people, then you had a problem. Then you had the problem. And when you had the problem, you didn't what you had to do. Because that's what happened with you. So you don't let nothing stop you from what God got for you. And what God got for you is for you. So when God give you a situation, I want you to stick with it. But what God give you is going to be a blessing for you. The divine word of God is going to keep you this evening. And get your pencils and paper. Put your ear on. Sister Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. Dr. Chris, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every time I told you, I said, this is seeding time. A lady said, Bishop, they just sent me my tax. I said, call the people. They call the people. We said, your money is on its way. Don't forget, I'm praying for you, Sister Nita. Net down in Natchez, Mississippi, I'm praying for you and your daughter. And I want to tell you, Pearl, I'm praying for you. I want y'all to get ready, because tonight I want to deal with the divine word. Tell you, Sister Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. And she said, Vic, you have to wake me up. Sometime you got to set your clock for God to give you a word. I told you last night, set a glass of water up, put the name by it. If you got a problem with it, I'm going to tell you what to do with it later on. But we're getting ready to go into Mother's Day. I talked to some mothers. Some ladies came over at noon. We sat down and we crossed over and talked to their mother. They're very pleased. And I want to tell you, get ready for a blessing for you.
Right now, you need to get another level. I feel that nothing is going to bless you in a special way. I feel some kind of way that God can bless you. I want you to plant a seed this evening, this morning. I want you to make up your mind. Don't sleep on it. And wake up on it. So this is the seed I'm planting to the seed of Abraham ministry so we can go forward. On Monday, the Martin Luther King movement on Tuesday, Cultural Institute, the Wednesday Bible class, Divine Word on Thursday, Friday, the $1 trillion club. I want you to do business. I want you to be blessed. But I want you to acknowledge where it comes from. Lord, thank you. And one day, I want to just say thank you. I want you to get kicked in to yourself. Lord, I thank you that you couldn't do it by yourself. Thank you.
This is divine word. Divine word from God. He's got a word for you tonight. And there's a breakthrough.
Generational ancestors.
That's Christian. I was laying this morning.
You know, I was praying the storm is over with. The storm, I don't take this in. General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, all of them is over in Premier. Even McDonald's, Burger King, they all got business over there. And ain't no black sitting on the board. All the millionaires is over there. They the
billionaires.
They done ripped America. And they got...
All of them over there.
So that's why they sending so much supplies and money over there to sustain. They don't want Putin in order to expose them, but they're being exposed.
Over 600 graves that are here
brought out in 2022, 2023 is not over yet. But what they were saying, the spirit is the ancestor has come to Washington in the spirit in order to bring justice and law. We got to deal with love, got to deal with justice and equality. And if you don't have love, you can't have justice. If you don't have love, you can't have equality. So you got to have love to have equality and have closure. So what we need here, because we have been lied to, tricked, fooled, hoodwinked, and I ain't just talking about black folks. The whole thing that happens because we find it out that Washington D.C. is a big lie. The Democrats and the Republicans both is lying. All of them is getting rich off of the back of poor people. You know, and what happened? They doing it now. That's why the economy like it is of lies. And you got people sleeping on the bridges. People fought for this country, but them spirit of the dead is waking up and they're coming back and they're bringing the truth out little by little. So I say, okay, when you go to the ancestors, when you go to the gods of the universe, the storms and the floods, they were telling me about the storm. In certain places in America, you're going to have storms and floods because it was saturated with blood. It was killing down in Tulsa, but it was killing down in Natchez, Mississippi. They pushed people in the river right in Natchez, Mississippi, called the Punch Bowl. That was killing in Arkansas. That was killing, but it's all coming up now. So it's very serious for people to grab on to the ancestors where they can understand the truth. Because the truth will come, if you get caught up trying to be part of that, you come back too. Now, what's going to happen? Now, I'm going to tell you the things that happen now, the truth coming out, and all the lies been stacked up. It's a divine law. I'm not Christian, I'm spiritual. When you're spiritual, the water, the wind, the universe. So it's more people, it's Christianity, and they caught up in lies. They caught up in the whole lot of what I was talking about, how God, the gods, not just a God, the God of the universe, but not just one God, but the God. When I say God, the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, the ancestors always acknowledged the God. They didn't acknowledge no one God. They acknowledged the God. And everything that come out of the ground was there. Killed animals. And you didn't kill birds. You didn't kill animals. You were given meat. You were given meat through the vegetarian, the green beans. That's why we're so sick. We got genetic food, that food that's processed food. And they have really messed with us to the point where we have to come back to regroup.
Well,
so when we're in a wiki.
Machine.
Here's a young girl go to college, and she get a baby, and somebody tell her, going to get rid of her. So after, when she get out of college, she might have a master's degree, but she done killed 4 or 5 children. You take 100 women and did that. That's the murder that's among us. Nobody repenting. So the curse, the storms, the curse, it don't, that mean they're going crazy. It makes them the ancestors. And like I told you, the young lady called me and said, Bishop, my daughter's been hooded. She brought the girl to me. But the mama had gotten rid of 7 babies in abortion. So let me explain to y'all what happened. What happened, the girl got rid of the babies, the meat. But the spirit of them babies is still up in her womb. So when she let one baby come through, that all the other spirits passed on to that one girl. So she got a boy personality. She got many personalities. When she go to the doctor said she got 4 or 5 different personalities. She got schizophrenic personality. So all them spirits slept on that one body. So she's full of different spirits. So how you deal with that? You got to go down to New Orleans or go down to Mother Francis in New Orleans and get that baby washed and clean and purged so them spirits can be free because they're trapped. And women got to understand that. Young women got to understand. And here's the lady said, the girl said, call me the bishop. My mama told me to get a voice. You go to Jackson State. What you say? I said, baby, if you got the baby, have the baby. Don't get no abortion. I don't care what the circumstances are, if you got it, you lay down and got it, have it. So what I'm saying, Dr. Christian, we got to understand if our parents had said get abortion, what we would be. See, the nation has shifted to the evil, the dark side is coming out. But the truth, I'm talking to Bright Star. We were saying the dark side has flipped, so the truth is coming out. It might come through Trump, it might come through the Republic, but the truth got to come out in order to turn some things back. So that's what the truth of dark energy is coming out. See,
well,
from the old, and they're drinking human blood. everything you wanted right here.
That's right.
But I'm going to hit it down. That's right.
Clean that up. You clean it up by telling the truth.
You're telling the truth about the killing, the murder. You can't cover that up. You can't cover the truth. She got many personalities. When she goes to the doctor says she got 4 or 5 different personalities. She got schizophrenic personality. So all them spirits slept on that one body, so she full of different spirits. So how you deal with that? You got to go down to New Orleans or go down to Mother Francis in New Orleans and get that baby washed and clean and purged so them spirits can be free because they're trapped. And women got to understand that. Young women got to understand. And here's the lady said, the girl said, call me the bishop. My mama told me to get a abortion. And you object to state. What you said? I said, baby, if you got the baby, have the baby. Don't get no abortion. I don't care what the circumstances is, you got it. You lay down and got it, have it. So what I'm saying, Dr. Fisher, we got to understand if our parents had said get abortion, what we would be? See, the nation has shifted to the evil. The dark side is coming out. But the truth, I'll talk to Bright Star, he was saying the dark side has flipped, so the truth is coming out. It might come through Trump, it might come through the Republic, but the truth got to come out in order to turn some things back. So that's what the truth of dark energy is coming out. See?
Well, also,
we'll be right back. on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil stole.
Oh, no.